Right, but these are helping a little bit to keep transportation projects moving. You do have a new boss.
Yes. So Travis Kessner, our district engineer, got promoted to statewide design engineer, so he's over all of our design projects. And so we just got a new boss locally. His name is Steve Campbell. He was formerly our district construction materials engineer. He's been working in construction pretty much his whole career, but he's from the Neosho area and worked a lot in our former Joplin district before we merged districts.
Now, Frank, Travis was a good enough guy. He was a great district engineer, but he was a central office guy, kind of guy. So he was always going to come down and visit us. Oopsie, he never made it.
Yeah.
Never once.
I would say Steve would like to visit you too, but I think they say when he visits everybody out locally, and then they realize how many people it is in 20, and how many organizations in 20 counties.
Okay, well, he visited everybody else, just not us. So the new guy just needs to come down.
Okay.
And taken from everybody sitting at this table, we are always going to do that as soon as we get the immediate needs off the table. Well, guess what? We always have immediate needs. So
yeah.
I don't care about that anymore. He needs to come down. He can come to this meeting, he can come to partner's meeting. He can have his own dang meeting. But we just need to have him come down.
I'll let Beth know.
You let Beth know. Yeah. She'll say, oh, I've already heard that from him. Yeah.
I know we'll get him out on the Branson Bell before he leaves.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll leave him on that one.
Are there any plans fairly soon to 6-lane 65 on down to 14 in Ozark?
No, we actually got the design plans done. The Ozarks Transportation Organization, which is kind of the Simcog equivalent up in the Springfield area, wants to hold on to that as a, if there's new funding, we need to do something quickly type of project. And part of the reason why we put that quarter on pause is that south of Route CC, the count is lower than 44 or James River Freeway, and so the thinking was we need to see maybe we have a higher priority to 6 lanes somewhere else in the Springfield metro area for now. Also, I don't know if Beth shared this with all of you, but our commission changed our funding distribution slightly. It uses the same formula, but what they did was they said basically they fund our asset management, which is the whole system preservation, take care of the system up to a certain level, and then distribute the revenue. And that was based on the distribution of the amount of traffic you have, the lane miles, and the bridge deck area. And then the rest of the money they distribute based on jobs and population and traffic. So when you put fewer than millions of dollars through that first formula and distribute the rest based on the jobs and traffic, rural southwest Missouri, and by that I mean I increase Branson and Joplin, it does kind of well under either formula because we actually have a decent amount of jobs and population as well as system size. But urban southwest Missouri, which is Springfield, doesn't start getting a lot of money until you run it through the formula that has the jobs and population. So, and that's kind of complicated, but basically the commission upped the amount that they're going to distribute based on system size and distribute less money by population and jobs. And so that resulted in Springfield area taking a bit of a hit. So we've been able to do some expansion projects.
Like Taney County, how'd that fare in that little form?
It really meant more money for southwest Missouri rural. So
so Springfield, that sucks to be Springfield, but for us?
Yeah, it made sense because we were in a situation where half the money we had come in Springfield area, we need to take care of the system. Half we could do expansion projects. That's why Nixon knows we're getting a lot of work right now. Outside of the Springfield area, we had like $5 million left over. And then as we update our asset management plan, because all the bridges are going bad right now, we were short of money. So now we're kind of back on even keel. We might be just a little bit short still because we have a bridge plan going on. They keep saying, need more money for bridges. But we're going to be in a much better position because of this than we would have otherwise.
What are the crews on Allen 65 doing today?
The people in the hard hats and
the
just, I think it was an environmental. That was my guess. I saw them too. I was like, who's that? I don't recognize them. But I think it's our biologist checking for bats and endangered species.
Bats are very important.
Before we do the safety part of it.
The Evans Road Bridge opened. projects, closing and that on 65 in Springfield starts in August, or have we started already?
August 4th is when we're going to do the pavement rebuild. That's when we actually shut down 65.
Okay, so that's for the leisure travel destination. We just need to know that. There was a point in time early on when we started those three generations ago that we thought the sky was falling, but we found it was only an acorn and everybody lived through the other end. So if this one goes as well as those did, I think it'll be possible.
And then the plan is to close a segment a week and not have a closure on the week of Labor Day.
Yeah, just follow up on that.
That'd be positive.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Cape Fair Bridge?
I don't know that one.
Okay. Well, if it doesn't happen, if it doesn't have stuff by Labor Day, it has to back over to next spring. So I'm at this point saying next spring is the plan for that, and that has to be poured in place and, you know, or poured on site and assembled in place.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, going blank here. Yeah, we got to design the thing first. Yeah.
Oh, well, then you so might have some information for us.
I'm drawing a blank. I'm looking for everything. Unless it sounds so familiar. Yeah. Plan on that one is to do it in segments. That's the one that Langdon won the bid on, if I remember right.
It was done in conjunction with the building bridge.
Okay, and the question is timing. So if you haven't designed it yet, this isn't going to happen before Labor Day.
It's not going to happen before Labor Day.
Okay.
So they're still getting everything together for it. And then we'll do it 10 foot at a time. Is the plan.
I'm going to see if you can see the smooth ride.
So what we're doing is designing the precast panels to go every 10 feet. And,
right. So the whole process should make it a lot faster than.
Yeah. Hopefully the construction will be really fast. I actually have to make some surveying instrument modifications to be able to measure everything exactly, so that way we don't end up with an oops. We'll have a precast panel and go sit and it's set right on there.
He's having to make Lego bricks that fit perfectly. Is what he's saying.
Yeah. Yeah, we have to.
Well, the arch in St. Louis accomplished it. You should be able to.
Should be easy there.
I saw Doc Mir in that. I was in total suspense about this one, if it or not. It's like, I know it's going to fit. I know how this turns out. They can make it seem.
That's all we all good engineers think.
Okay, we're pretty excited about a couple of the boys and people that are good.
Mr. Chairman, I think we're done with the road that update.
Okay. All right. New business.
Again, I read the paper. Maybe I shouldn't be reading the papers too much. And Keith isn't here today. I hate to steal his thunder, but this is going to be a continuing one. And I assume most of you saw this, Aldi coming to Branson Hills. This is in my district, so it's even going to be more of a spearhead to me as time goes on. I did take the opportunity to dig into the Taney County Beacon and cited where this property is on the second page.
Frank, just so you know, this is going to exacerbate the 248 traffic problem.
That goes hand in hand with that too, but don't take it to the bank, but I believe it's still kind of speculative as to where the property actually is. That they've described across the street from the pharmaceutical there, just west of Walmart, and that's a big pile of gravel out there right now. But this is the shops at Branson Hills, and that's what's listed in the article also. And Columbia, Missouri is stated in the article there. So this. Likely, I looked at other properties in the area. This is the only one that matches to it, and it doesn't appear to be a good match. But we'll let Keith speak to this over time as this further develops. But all of the things that go with congestion on top of congestion is going to be right here, and it's all going to be about the planning. So this is a project yet to come, and it ties all of Branson Hills in the traffic areas. You're ringing after it shut off.
It's a long song.
Right.
Must be Keith calling about this project. Anyway, probably going to be a substantial enterprise. And the traffic just coming off of 65, that I think most people know there where Walmart is and that signal there, it's got a terrific safety issue as it is now. Traffic backs up the tail space. It backs up almost from that first stoplight to 65. Cars start trying to go around it, go around that tail space, and that creates another potential for accidents. The light that is there at Walmart's traffic turnoff was the light that was supposed to be at the top of Branson Hills Parkway at 248, which is our project number 10 on our list, 248 Branson Hills Parkway intersection. But this all ties together because the growth rate in that area out there has been tremendous. Stonegate is completed. The Summit is being built, which is senior housing up at the top of Branson Hills. And all of that area has continued to develop probably quicker than it had been anticipated. And, of course, all of the junior high school, the high school, and all that development over at Buchanan. But everything's coming down at Branson Parkway. So this is going to be, and on top of that, then you put another, it's going to have to be, likely be another, we'll let Keith explain this to us, how it's going to work out, but as it develops and it's planned and designed, that there's likely going to be another, at least another stoplight there. And this would be a good opportunity to integrate all those new automated signal system that Branson is getting. They probably haven't planned that far for an additional one, but here's a good application to tie all Branson Hills together and try to get that traffic flow better than it is today. I don't know what the accident rate is there in the Walmart area at 65, but it certainly is fiercely congested and getting worse. And then as all the other things around it develop, including the traffic going down to Ballparks of America on 248, other traffic coming across Branson Hills to cut across there to that same area. So this is going to be a continuing project. And so I foresee expanding item 10. Travis, keep an eye on it and touch base with us each meeting going in the future. And if we get Keith back here and get him a chance to give us a real update on what's planned here, that's going to be a major development. It's going to be an additional boon to Branson Hills area. So stay tuned.
All right. Rick, do you have anything for new business? Anything with the expressway?
Yeah, we have Greg River Engineering here.
I'm Jason Sibbles. I'm with Greg River Engineering. Unfortunately, Spencer couldn't be here today. He's actually in Washington. Can you open up that PowerPoint and sit quiet on it? Yeah. Top of the PowerPoint. Sorry. That right there. And then where did the clicker go? So I'll give you just a little overview. You hit play up there in the corner or slideshow. Straight up. Right there? From beginning? Go down just a hair. Left? Perfect. All right, so. Spencer's actually in Washington right now. He's going to have breakfast in the morning with our senator, and then he's going to be with Kellyanne Conway and some of the cabinet staff to talk about rural funding, VRO program, TAPS.